This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Naomi Lambert. Our guests this week are Mary Elizabeth Bowden and David Dash, renowned performers on the trumpet and collectively known as the Dash Duo. Mary, David and I spoke about their upcoming concert at the Carolina Theatre of Durham on May 14th at 3 p.m. The concert's entitled Trumpets and Grieg. I'd like to welcome Mary Elizabeth Bowden and David Dash to Preview today. We're thrilled to have you on the show and let our listeners learn a little bit more about you today. Could you introduce yourselves, please?
My name is Mary Elizabeth Bowden, and I am a trumpet soloist. I'm so excited to be performing with my husband, David Dash, for this upcoming concert. I'm a soloist. I also teach at Shenandoah Conservatory in Virginia, and I'm also the founder of Seraph Brass, which is an all-female brass quintet that tours around the world.
I teach at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem, and I'm also an acting associate principal trumpet player with the North Carolina Symphony in Raleigh. Mary and I have been performing as a duo for over 10 years. We are thrilled to be premiering this piece by Tyson Davis with the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle.
So could you tell me a little bit about that? I think I read that the two of you have commissioned this work by Tyson, who seems to be a remarkable young man. He's a senior at Juilliard and already has an impressive list of commissions in his histories. Could you tell us how that came about, please?
Tyson was a high school student at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. We have a high school division as well. I came to know of him just as he was leaving to go to Juilliard. And then I heard his work that he had written for the National Youth Orchestra called Delicate Tension. And this work was just incredible, bombastic piece. Later, he had written another piece for solo trumpet that I was very impressed by. I reached out to Tyson to see if he would be interested in writing for our duo as soloists with a string orchestra. Later, I approached the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Nicola Muti, who is the music director, and asked them if they would be willing to premiere it with us. And so that's how this all came about.
How long have you had the score and how's it going?
We've had the score for a number of months already. The piece is really beautiful. This piece was inspired by a Whistler painting entitled Nocturne in Black and Red. This is a very dark and mysterious sort of painting. And so the mood of the first part of the piece is also very murky and dark. And then the second half of the piece is very bright and energetic and rhythmic. But I think it has a nice balance.
And have you enjoyed learning the piece together?
I think it's going to be really interesting because the way that Tyson has asked us to be staged is to be on either side of the conductor. So it has that
antiphonal, very music dorky way of saying it. It just means that the sounds are echoing between the two trumpet soloists on either side of the stage and within the orchestra as well.
We're often finishing each other's phrases from the antiphonal way. I will also be picking up the piccolo trumpets and playing some very high notes as well, just to add more colors of sound.
We'll be very fortunate to hear that. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. We'll definitely be airing this so that our audience can learn more about the piece. We're excited to actually hear it in person. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Our guests on Preview have been trumpeters Mary Elizabeth Bowden and David Dash. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.